Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
The Olympics are kicking off today. The Olympics.
Whether or not there's going to be an audience or not, it doesn't matter, because you will see. You will see what people do when everything's on the line. When it's do or die, you will see people either be glorious because they know what to do in that moment, or you will see them completely and utterly panic and fail. And speaking of that, not in the Olympic terms, not in the Olympic terms. Melissa, give us an example of what happens when somebody panics and fails. And by the way, if you've ever gotten a lame-ass excuse from somebody.
Yes.
To get out of something. We want to hear about it. 833-973-0969.
So, this girl that I'm friends with on Facebook had sent a message to me the other day and was like, I need you to do me a favor because I think I just caught someone in a lie. So I'm sending you this, and I really...
Whoa, time out.
Yes.
I think I caught someone in a lie?
Yes. So...
we'll be the judge of that.
She sent me a screenshot of two text messages sent by this dude that she's dating, okay?
Yes.
The first one was clearly to her at 10:45 a.m., and it said, good morning, are you going to smile today? And did you still go... It blocked out, I can't really see that, and not get... blank. So it was clearly meant for her, like a nice message, 10:45.
Yeah, like personalized.
Correct. At 10:46, she got another message.
Oh, okay. My God.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your day? Hope it's going well. How is the little one? And I hope she's growing up and giving you a handful. LOL. Hope you're having a wonderful day at work. Okay. So she responds, good morning. And you sent the second text to the wrong person.
Ooh.
He says...
This is when he panicked. Do or die.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
or die.
Now, keep in mind, I'm looking at the timestamps here, right? He sent the second text at 10:46. She
yes.
responded right back at 10:46. It took him 2 minutes. At 10:48,
he... something clever.
He responds...
yes.
My stupid watch, LOL.
What?
She says, now, that was the only part of the text that I could see, but she told me the rest. She said that she asked him, who were you texting, or who did you mean to send that text to? And in his reply to her...
Hold on. Lord.
Wait. He said that he was singing a Ludacris song, and he accidentally hit the talk to text thing.
What?
And it wrote... The lyrics to a Ludacris song as that second text message.
What?
The one where he said, good morning, I hope your daughter's doing well, or whatever.
The one is doing well, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah.
Oh, that's my favorite Ludacris
yes.
song. It's so, called BS.
I don't know every word of every Ludacris
yeah.
song,
right,
but...
Right.
Tell us, that's in Move, bitch.
I sent her... That's exactly what I said to her back. I said, honestly, I don't know the lyrics to every Ludacris song. However, I could take a guess and say that he's lying.
Right.
And
but we don't know for sure.
Right.
All right, B, hold on. Here it comes.
Hold on. Do you want the words again?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, bitch. Hope you have a good day. Hope you have a good day. Hope you have a good day. Good morning, bitch. All right, so if you've gotten some lame ass, what is the lamest ass excuse someone gave you to get out of something? Our phone number is 833-973-0969. 833-973-0969. We're talking about lame ass excuses that people have used to get out of something. 833-973-0969. After a girl caught her man, he sent her a good morning text, which was nice. And then, like, a minute later, he sent her another good morning text, but it was, you know, it wasn't a blanket, you know, text that he has changed the name. It was like a specified text describing another woman.
Yes.
Her morning. Yeah, he goes out of his way to send his good morning text. And she busted him, and he said,
after 2 minutes of him panicking and trying to come up with a good excuse,
he said, no, what happened was voice to text caught me singing along with Ludacris. Ludacris. Ludacris.
I mean, it's not a bad, like, I mean, listen, clearly I don't believe him.
Ludacris, he said, good morning. I hope you're having a great day and hope that little
one. But I've done that. Have you guys done that? Where, like, you accidentally hit the record and it starts. I did it in the drive-thru the other day.
Yeah.
And I almost sent a text to a friend of mine about a junior cheeseburger from Wendy's and French fries.
Oh, my God.
This is Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
What happened with you?
So, I was away on vacation and my ex had gone to a wedding. He was from England, so he went back home to a wedding. He FaceTimed me, like, the next morning, and I'm like, whose bra is behind you?
Oh,
like,
you're... Lord.
And I'm like, so it's clearly not mine because we're in opposite countries, and I'm like, what happened? So once I got home or whatever, I just, like, was like, all right, something was weird. So I went through his phone, and he had hooked up with the bridesmaid from the wedding.
No.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, what did he tell you about the bra?
He was like, oh, I don't know. I just, like, went into a room. I don't know what room I'm in right now.
When he stumbled into somebody's room. That's awful.
And I was like, how do you not know what room you're in? Like, you're in a house.
He panicked.
Yeah, yeah. And then he panicked and pretended to injure himself. He was like, ow!
Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, let me ask you a question, madam.
Oh,
between Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. Okay. Which one of us is most likely to snoop through our significant other's telephone?
Melissa.
Yeah. Damn right.
I did it. Actually, I've never done it. Now that I think about it, I promise you on my two cats, I've never done it.
Today.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.